Well, howdy, guys. I'm a bit chatty today. I know nobody's really listening, but it's very therapeutic for me. Just thought I'd like to tell you a quick experience about Thailand, which I actually spent living there over 10 years. And if none of you guys have gone to Thailand, nothing will prepare you for your first visit. It's kind of like you're about 7 years old and you go to Disneyland. Now, the usual scenario, you go to a place, you see a female you like, at least like the look of. You use a chat-up line or try and buy her a drink to get talking. You know, try and get to know her. Of course, a lot of times you find out you don't particularly like her much. She comes across as fake, false, and you can tell she's way up her own ass. Of course, a man's needs is many, and sometimes you look past that. Come on, guys. We've all done it. I call it going through the motions. The good thing about Thailand when I was there first is you didn't have to go through the motions. You saw something you liked and you found attractive. 30 minutes later, you're in bed together. Sometimes 15. But what I liked about most of these Thai femons, they didn't try and pretend something they weren't. And I wasn't trying to pretend something I wasn't either. And to be honest, I quite liked most of them that I went with. And I went with many. That's quite normal. That's what you do at first. But after a while, and it takes quite a while, you do want something a bit more meaningful. And that's when I started travelling all over Thailand. And I wasn't looking for a long-term relationship at all. But Thai femons are so easy to approach and talk to. I did go through quite a few girlfriends. But I wasn't looking for anything long-term. I finally met one femon there, and it's usually the way it was a complete accident. I didn't even really like her that much at first, but we stayed together for 4.5 years, and she had a very good heart, for the want of a better word. And to me, it was probably one of the closest male and female relationships, the way it's supposed to be, that I probably have ever had. At least up to now. And I've been with femons in the UK, Canada, even Sweden. Now, I'm not saying that Thai femons don't lie and deceive also. All femons do that at some degree. But the plus side with Thai femons is they generally are good people. At least, they try to be. And they're very feminine, which is attractive in itself. At least for a man. So of all that so, then why did I finish with the Thai femon? Because I'd lived in Thailand for so long and then realised, I'm not Thai. I never could be Thai. And sometimes things just end because they're supposed to. There wasn't any infidelity or betrayal. Our time was just done. I recommend all guys of any age to go to Thailand at least once. Because for me, it's probably one of my best memories in my life. But I know it's not over yet. But nothing else has come close yet. Some people are saying, oh, why don't you go back there then? Thailand has changed. For one thing, it's far more expensive now. And I don't want to spoil the memory that I have. Do you know, it still makes me laugh when you start talking about Thailand or something and there's a female around. They get flustered and angry. But yet, they're doing exactly the same thing, but their prices are much higher, emotionally and financially. Basically, they're jealous. So guys, if you've never been to Thailand, take it from me. I suggest you go. You might not even like it. I doubt it. Thailand has a lot more to offer than what you normally think of about Thailand. What you've heard is just a small part of Thailand. Very small. It is a beautiful country, with lovely customs. People there aren't just existing, they're living. And isn't that really just what we all just want to do? You take it easy, fellas.